Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm tired.
Oh, you're always something. Never you, that's
for
sure.
I'm always me with something.
Yeah, something going on. I know something's going on. So, you got some news for me?
That was a vague singing reference.
Yeah, that was actually Leota.
See, that's vague.
Shameless plug.
Everyone, go listen.
Yeah, check it out. Actually, you can't hear anything with a new singer and stuff. But I did. Just you saw me play. That was fun.
I did.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was sweet. You were commanding that performance.
Yeah, I'm the only guitar player now, and I have a very loud amp, and it is very like, if I fuck up a little bit, you can hear it a lot.
It's like your guitar was stabbing me with power.
I'll take that. I like that. I wish I was a movie so you could put that on the poster. Felt like his guitar was stabbing me with power, Tony Santinetti. So, give me your news.
My news this week is I saw the Deadpool trailer.
Mm.
Not Safe for Work Red Band.
Nice, yeah.
Hilarious.
Me and Bob went and saw a movie, which I will get to later.
Yes.
And the Green Band trailer played. Nowhere near as cool. What were your thoughts on it?
I thought it looked cool. I think it looks just like Deadpool should look. He's cocky. They didn't break him.
Do you hear that?
What? The night sky?
No, it's a good.
Could be my belly.
I think it is. Okay. Right. These mics are great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got bubble gut. So
I'm butt sick right now, so that's what you're hearing.
That's the hot snakes.
All right. So I think it's cool that they're using Colossus.
Yeah.
I'm
going to be a cool villain.
He looks sick as fuck. Did you hear why that the original actor didn't come back?
No.
He's going to be completely CGI, and they're like, and you can't use your voice. He's like, well, I'd rather act.
Yeah, I'd rather be
an actor. Yeah. Literally his response. I'd rather just act as a human, like on screen. They're like, okay, right on.
All right, see you later.
Ones and zeros it is with some fucking robotic voice.
I also heard that they're remaking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, and Friday the 13th.
Rebooting those dog shits up again.
How'd you feel about Nightmare on Elm Street reboot? They actually did both of them a while ago. Remember, they did a Friday the 13th one, too, not too long ago.
They both skimmed right past my horror boner.
Because
I don't get excited for horror anymore, and it's because of reboots like that that are, like, lackluster.
When was the last time you saw Friday the 13th the remake?
Probably when it came out.
We should do a test of Tony on that next week because I feel like it holds
Friday
up.
Friday the 13th, Jason.
Yes.
Okay, not the Nightmare on. Okay.
And not the one with the mom spoilers. Never allowed to point that finger. That's off Poison the Well. They have a song called Crystal Lake.
You're so smart.
And they use that little line when she says that, never allowed to point that finger. It's fucking creepy. It's unnerving. That lady's so intense. I'm trying to think if I saw any. Oh, I saw the Star Wars trailer in theaters again, but I mean, it just rocks so hard.
It's just so rocking awesome.
And I saw a movie in XD, which was really sick, and it wasn't 3D.
I know.
It was just regular D.
Good. Real good.
In my butthole, making me cum.
Wow.
Hard.
It's hard.
The prostate cum. The best.
The best a man can get.
Honestly. Working man.
Like Gillette.
Prostate cup. The best a man can get. All right, now that we lost all of our audience.
Yeah.
You want to hop into... I don't think I really have any news. I heard that fucking Ben Affleck's new movie, I'm not sure what it's called, hang on one second, but is getting moved because he's directing a Batman trilogy.
Well, that'll really take up a chunk of time.
Live by Night. Yeah, I know. It's like 6 years, right? Well, maybe they'll do like Lord of the Rings, film it all in like a year, and then just put them out.
Bust it out.
I really hope they don't suck. Because Lord of the Rings, I mean, like, we got gold here.
Yeah, they really went for it.
Peter Jackson was like, I know this is good.
Six big old nuggets of it.
Mm. Well, they didn't do a Hobbit then.
No, but he was like, I got three more in the chamber here.
Yeah, they had a really hard time getting the Hobbit greenlit because of the family was like, fuck you, the J.R.R. Tolkien family. Yeah, they were
probably
a bunch of batches about it. They probably just wanted a ton of money.
Yeah, they're like, no, not $50 million apiece.
Let's be honest. All right, let's do fucking genre five. We're doing dramedies. That's right, dramedies. It's a mash because we're running out of things to talk about.
What is it a mash of? I'm confused.
A drama and
a momedy.
Yes, a momedy. That's
like
where
mom comedy.
Yeah, you just did another mash, which is weird because you ended it with omedy, yeah. And you're like, oh, that must be the comedy part. It didn't occur to you for dramedy.
No, draw. Ma, I thought draw was for draw.
Medi. Dramatic. And then ma was mom, and then D was comedy. Yeah. Oh, okay, I got where you're going.
Yeah.
So you're all mom drama.
I could do an acronym for each letter.
Fuck off. Just give me one of yours.
Derp, 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 derp.
Go.
My first one on the exclusive list.
Fuck.
This award-winning list here contains the movie The Weatherman.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah, fuck you, I'm the best. Yeah, write it down, you little piece of shit. Follow my lead.
You know, they can't see me, Tony.
But they heard you typing.
Doubt it.
Listeners, you heard it here.
No, you
Dickhead
didn't.
Typed it down.
No, yeah, they heard it from your fucking shitty lips.
No, my lips tell the truth. I'm like a news correspondent from the 60s.
Fucking hot
smoking
sex.
Cigarettes and saying,
you're one of those yellow journalists.
Good luck.
You're one of those yellow journalists fucking trying to shit on me. All right, so Weatherman, go ahead.
Oh, you're going to let me just hit all five of these?
Mm. You don't want to discuss it.
I love Weatherman. It's funny, but it is really, really sad.
It's fucking depressing.
It's horribly depressing, but, like, the scenes of him being being treated like a piece of shit throughout the city as well as in his own life.
Right. Well, he's also kind of a shitty person.
Yeah. But, I mean, he strives to be better by the end.
Michael
Caine cool.
breaks my heart in that movie. Because he fucking hates his son.
Yeah.
Hates him.
I mean, it's a rough movie.
I love that. The case for that movie is fantastic, too. He's just walking in a suit with a fucking bow and arrow.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, The Weatherman, this is going to be like a superhero movie. And I was delighted that it wasn't because it's a fantastic film.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
That's why I picked it.
You know, since you did that one, I'm not going to do that one. Bucket List.
Bucket List.
Yeah.
The old timers coming out.
Fucking Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman killing it. If you haven't seen Bucket List, I mean, you are fucking up.
It is sad.
It's a bucket list.
It is sad.
Yeah, it's insanely sad. And I mean, like, I don't know. Every part of that movie, like, it, like, rules so hard. It's such, like, a fun-loving good time, and you're like, oh, shit, this is just shrouded in darkness.
Well, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Death, because they're fucking ancient.
The impending death.
And those motherfuckers are still alive, and they were playing dead people then.
Well, that's because they're great actors.
Yeah, and they've sold their souls to the devil or something, drink child's blood to stay youthful.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kevin Bacon. That dude hasn't aged ever.
Well, he probably drinks, like, kid plasma.
That's what I'm saying, kid blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on, give me one of yours.
Next one on my list is, and this is just one, but every film he's ever made could be on this list.
Wow.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay.
Every Wes Anderson film could be considered a dramedy.
All right, fair enough. I'll take that.
And they're all perfect.
You are a big fan.
And I love them.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge fan, but I'm not like a, I don't hate them.
That's why I love you like 80%.
That makes sense. I'm going to guess that you have Little Miss Sunshine on your list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I cannot get enough of that fucking ensemble cast. They're fucking cool.
The kid that is colorblind, really.
One of my favorite Steve Carell roles.
Yeah, Carell.
Carell.
Yeah.
Carell? Carell?
Carell.
Carell. Sorry.
Carell. Fucking idiot.
Sorry. Didn't mean to offend your friend.
Not gonna edit that out.
I don't give a fuck. This thing is ripe with airs.
Yeah, honestly. these aren't even the right movies we're talking
about.
You
laugh like he's telling the truth.
Yeah, it really is. We are not. We have a lot of
dropping
errors.
Pipe bombs.
Yeah, Little Miss Sunshine. That was a really good movie, and also one of those that I didn't really know what I was getting into, and I was like, wow, this is sad.
A lot of great fucking soundtrack songs.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me that Dan in real life was like a poor man's version of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which Dan in real life would have made my list, but Little Miss Sunshine is definitely way more above par.
Yeah, it kicks it up.
Yeah, good.
Next on my list is Eternal Sunshine.
Yep, that's on mine too.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm going to take it off and do...
I have way more than five.
Okay, right on.
Way.
Let's just keep going because we're not really talking about it.
Yeah, we're just having a blast
here. All right, but we'll do the five, then we'll do honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right, so you did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah, we've spoken about this before.
Yeah, you know how I feel about
it. Yeah,
I've read the fucking screenplay. Because
he owns it.
Yeah.
owns the fucking screenplay.
For
he signed Jim Carrey on it.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo. Hey, what's up?
I got Truman Show, another Jim Carrey.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that film is a fucking bummer.
Yeah. Well,
and if
yeah.
I don't see you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. That was such a fucking good exit. But yeah, that movie's fantastic. I feel like I want to put Man on the Moon instead of that, though.
That would work.
Yeah, perfect. Because Andy Kaufman's story is just fantastic. Man on the Moon is a really fucking good movie.
Yeah.
And it is fucked up. Well, do you think he's ever going to come back to life? Like, he didn't actually die? Like, that was his big trick?
Well, I think he's really aging it out, if it is.
And no one's going to give a fuck.
Nope.
Ever.
No.
No.
If it was 95, yeah, they'd be like,
yay. I wonder how his like fucking family feels about that. They're like, yeah, he's fucking dead. Please stop talking about him.
Yeah, please. Enough of that.
Yeah, no, it's not. He's not faking it.
Tupac's mom's like, hey, cut it out.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Elvis's mom too. Yeah, she's probably long gone.
Long gone.
Yeah. I mean, he was in fucking Forrest Gump for fuck's sake.
Right. Elvis's daughter's probably like, shut up.
Yeah. Didn't she marry Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Okay, give me another one.
They had a pretty sexy video they made together.
Yeah, that
music
was
video.
All fake.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
They made out.
Yeah. Well,
they were wearing white. Michael didn't have a shirt on. It was really awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Would this be last on my list? Yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth on my list, I got to pick from 3. I'm going to go with American Beauty.
Okay. That's made a couple of my lists, I think, so I didn't put it on mine.
Yeah. And I have others that have never hit either of my lists.
That's why I didn't want to do.
But that one really is a strong contender for hilarious because fucking every character in that movie is really fucking unique and funny in their own way.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Especially the husband and wife, the main, and the daughter.
Well, Spacey, I think in general, is just like, he takes the cake on
that
one.
He's just so cool.
But he's good in everything. That's why I didn't want to put like Eternal Sunshine. That's why I didn't put, what was the other one? The Breakup.
Like Fargo could have taken its place.
Yeah,
I love
Fargo
that
I think
way.
I used that like a couple weeks ago with Willis of the Mafia movie.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to like cross too much, and then this gives us a chance to fucking just knock out more movies we can never talk about again.
Yeah. Sounds great.
I'm going to pick The Terminal.
You love Tom Hanks.
I do.
You do.
I do.
It's an underrated role for him.
I love that fucking movie. Yeah, I feel like that went by the wayside. Was that Spielberg? That's insane.
Catch Me If You Can is another one that would be fucking, like, humorous. Well, his chase is, like, funny because he keeps duping him.
I'm about to say, it's more
he's
like
a little cocky kid.
Yeah, it's more like fucking Mr. Magoo chases, like, a fucking guy. You know, that's how it felt to me. It didn't feel as much like, it didn't have, like, that harping, like, darkness over the entire storyline. That's what I feel like a dramedy is. Like, it's like when something really horrible is the fucking, like, the setting, and then it's just funny things happening inside of it.
Oh, like Requiem for a Dream.
Not funny at all. That movie's just horribly. You have to like clean yourself after that movie.
Yeah, no, that movie does resonate deep in your dark soul.
Yeah, I mean that'll bum me out. But
ass to ass.
Yeah, I mean that dude's so creepy. The only line he ever did. I also had Forrest Gump and Stranger Than Fiction. What else did you have?
I also had Sideways. Ghost World.
Ghost World. I don't know. I think so.
It's based off a comic. Thora Birch and. Scarlett Johansson when they were both really, really young.
Comic book?
It's based off the comic Ghost World.
I didn't know if you meant like a comic.
A comical book?
No, like a comedian.
Oh.
Fuckhole.
Nope. Comic book like a comic book.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
Did you mean a comics biography? No, I meant a comic book.
Not at
book.
All. Like an almanac? No. That's not even... God damn it.
Can't believe that confused you. You're the worst.
All right, is that all you had?
Yeah, that was my list.
Solid genre 5,
that
dude.
Was so
I mean, that was pretty sick.
Awesome.
Pretty sick. All right, weekly recommendations and interjections. I started watching Cupcake Wars.
Did you?
Yeah, it's fucking thrilling. I hate reality TV.
Did you roulette your choice on Netflix? Just kind of click through?
No, me and Lane, like, she had gotten here, and we were about to eat lunch together, and she was like, we'll just pick something that, like, you know, is, like, short or whatever, because, like, we don't have...
Yeah, let's just get it out.
We don't have much time, and I was like, all right, well, let's watch this, like, Secret Museum Mysteries Revealed, and, like, we're eating, like, you know, fake sausages, because she doesn't eat meat.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she made a banging-ass sandwich, don't get me wrong. And it goes into like these two things are fused at the bones and their mouths were attached and sewn together. I'm like, I literally can't watch this and eat at the same time.
Wow.
Bob Camparta one time I walked into his house.
Yeah.
And motherfucker is eating nacho cheese watching Human Centipede. I'm like, oh, I don't even know how you do this. Uh-huh. just the sounds of them shitting in each other's mouths and swallowing it, yeah, and re-throwing it back up, then having to swallow it again. And he's just like, man, this is fucked, right? Just shoveling nachos into his mouth. I was like, this is shattering my brain.
I'm gonna throw a juxtaposition at you.
Yeah.
Think you could masturbate on a roller coaster?
No one else is there?
No, it's your ride. Yeah, it's just you.
Just me.
But, yeah, and you've had time to kind of, like, have some content, or, like, Lainey was making out with you that you hopped on.
It depends on what ride, because, like, if it's the Money in Force, it's impossible.
No. I'm saying Batman from Geauga Lake or something like that, like a top.
Even the Batman, you stood up, so you had the fucking underhook.
Oh, it kind of crotched forward. Mm-hmm. All right, double loop.
You could do it on that one.
Yeah. That one was a flat seat.
But
with
think
the
about
top
when you
bar.
What if you climax while you're hitting the loop, hits you right in the
face.
Well,
no, I'm saying, do you think you could accomplish it with the adrenaline of a roller coaster, or would you just close your eyes and focus on the boner?
I think I would have to close my eyes. I don't think I could do all that. I have ADHD, so I think a lot that would fuck me up.
There's too much happening.
I think we'd hit the first hill and I'd just go limp. I'd be like, this is intense.
I think that's like
my dick would just shrivel up.
I think that's how I'm
going to
do like my. It's like endurance training for like focus.
You're going to get arrested.
Probably.
I mean, you on a roller coaster masturbating, you're going to draw some attention to yourself. Like, he's like, is that dude's fucking dick out? And you're just like, endurance.
This isn't even my final form.
Oh, and he's quoting Dragon Ball Z. Oh, no. This can't be good. He's about to come on some
We're going to mace and baton him as soon as we get a hold
of him.
Just
drenched in mace. Get hit
dick
him right
out.
Hit him in the eyes.
All right. Moving on. I just had a thought. I just woke up.
Right
just
on.
Having thoughts.
That's crazy that you think about that type of shit. I mean, I'm sure that weird shit pops in my mind like that, but not like that forward. So yeah, Cupcake Wars. Cool. It's weird, dude. Like, I haven't watched reality TV in so long because there's so much other good content, and that was kind of like a throwaway thing. Like, I don't want to be invested in anything. I just want something to fucking like drown out the silence and like I can look at.
Yeah.
And I was fucking caught up, dude.
Oh, boy.
The music they put in there, they really fucking make you suspended on it. Like, honestly, it's like, and they're like going like in the time. He's like, 10, 9. And the show, like, they only have half the cupcakes moved on. I'm like, well, that's clearly from 20 minutes ago. But I'm still like getting a stomach ache. I'm about to throw up, feeling anxious.
Jesus.
God, it was fucking me up.
Or you see like someone about to trip, then it pans away and you hear like, pans shatter and you're like, oh, did they fall?
Yeah, and then they go back and then you hear the pans shatter again and then they're like, did they fall? And they give you that, it like cuts out like a minute of time each time because they have to repeat what they fucking just happened. I'm like, I didn't hit a commercial, I'm watching on Netflix. Edit it down, motherfuckers.
I know.
Anyways, but one cool thing is that they'll have like themed cupcakes. Like the last time it was Tim Burton.
Aw.
Yeah, so they had to do, like, they did like Blood
this
Orange.
This is Halloween.
They didn't sing. And it was funny because they don't have the rights to the music. So some motherfucker had to sit there and kind of write like Danny Elfman.
No. Danny Elfman, light idiot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not the same notes at all.
No, exactly. Like, he's like, well, it's like fucking Edward Scissorhands, but backwards.
Yeah.
And like a little bit. Yeah, it was funny. But I don't know. It was really cool to see like these people's like takes on different things and having to go about it on the fly. Which
do they have judges? Like three people?
Yeah, it's really
in front
fucked
the
up.
Judge.
There's two that like are like cupcake enthusiasts, and then they pick one motherfucker that's just like, oh, I work at a museum, and that's where this thing is going. So they'd have no. They're like, this reminds me of my childhood. It's like, arbitrary thought. Thank you, dum dum.
Thanks, dum dum dum.
They had an astronaut on one time. She's like, yeah, this Tang cupcake really reminds me of orbiting. My spacewalks. I'm like, you can't eat in space.
Okay, bye.
Punch my TV.
If you are trying to look for like some reality TV that you might be actually into content-wise.
I am into Cupcake Wars.
No. I'm saying you
are
but
you
I'm
mishearing
saying,
me.
Nah,
I love it.
I know. I'm trying to get
I'm
you
addicted.
Off it, I guess. You can watch Face Off.
I've seen the movie.
Nope. It's all about like fucking
changing people's faces live.
Nope. Yeah. It's a show where we just rip faces off
and
plan
them on
others.
And then they're like, "Can you make his family believe
you?"
Yeah,
it's called "Look What We Can Do with Science." At the end of the show, it's just a brain with fucking wires.
No. At the end of the show, they have a shootout, and then the one gets the family.
Oh yeah, and he cuts his idiot.
One's a criminal. One's a really good dude.
No, it's about practical effects makeup.
Oh, that's sick.
Artists
as
fighting
against
each other.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sci-fi does that, right? Yeah, hell yeah. I do need
it.
Is that on Netflix?
It is, yeah, I think it is. It is a sick show. Like, it's actual cool content. But it's also stupid, tense, like, no, here it comes.
Not only that, I mean, like, these people, like, try to become characters and stuff like that. Yeah. I get it. You're trying to sell yourself so you can get paid to go to bars, like, $5,000 to make an appearance, like the fucking dude with all his abs from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Situation. There we go. But I guess, like, Have you ever heard that show with it's a guy from Jane's Addiction. I think it's called like Inked, where it's like tattoo contest. He's like, you have 45 minutes to fuck up this person's body, give them what they want.
No.
That's intense as fuck. Dave Navarro, my bad.
What an asshole.
It's Dave Navarro and then like two other dudes that like, and Dave Navarro isn't really covered in tattoos at all, but he is fucking one picky motherfucker.
I bet.
But yeah, no, it's actually a really interesting show to see these tattoo artists because they have like 45.
He's from NSX. NSX.
Huh? He's from Jane's Addiction.
Isn't he?
Jane's
it was also in NSX?
I have no idea. He was also in Red Hot Chili Peppers, made out with Anthony Kiedis in My Friend's video.
Party Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on.
Who has an Anthony Kiedis made out with
in
LA?
I mean, both of us, we've made out with him.
If I was in LA in the 90s, I'd get hooked up.
Yeah, definitely. Be shooting some ozone into him. He's got some type of hepatitis.
Wow.
Yeah, his book starts off like that. It's called Scar Tissue. It's a really good read, and like it starts off with him getting his ozone treatment of the day.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. All right, so Cupcake Wars, I will recommend it if you have time to waste. Go ahead.
Okay, I watched Interview with a Vampire.
Fuck yeah.
Based off an Anne Rice novel. Really, really fucking sick movie.
Yeah, it is. Holds
two
up.
Two young actors being really awesome vampires. And Kirsten Dunst really blowing it away, like in like I think her first role.
And honestly, deals with one of the most fucked up concepts ever. Would you fuck a child you fell in love with?
Yeah.
That isn't that is a child.
As a living being that's old as
fuck. Yeah, literally isn't a child anymore, but just looks like a child. Can you get past that? Oh, God, that's disgusting. Someone asked Kevin Smith this one time. They're like, okay, your wife's in a horrible accident.
Yeah.
And there's a 7-year-old that dies of natural causes. All they can say from your wife is her brain. They put it in the 7-year-old. Do you have sex with that 7-year-old?
No.
And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, it's not that 7-year-old. It's your wife. She just looks like it, everything she says and everything like that, all of her mannerisms are her, but it's just this 7-year-old.
Who would do? It's a hypothetical.
Yeah, and that shattered my brain. I was like, oh, no, you couldn't. You literally couldn't.
No, you couldn't. You could be like, honey, I'll be with you because you're the brain I fell in love with. But
yeah, and the dude's like, what if she has
two brains? Doesn't mean, yeah.
I was like, oh,
she can go and play.
I mean, yeah, think about it. Chew on that, everyone.
Ugh.
Chew on your significant other has to be
if
putting
we didn't
a
lose
fucking,
them all. They're gone now.
Putting a 6-year-old's body. Think about that bullshit. Oh man, that fucked with my head for a while. I was like, that's fucked up. What a weird question. Like, how the fuck do you come up with that shit? Anyways, go ahead. What were we talking about? Face Off?
Nope.
Kidding.
Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I recommend it to everyone I know.
It's so good.
It is
that
fucking
ending's immaculate, too.
It's a sick fucking dude. Antonio Banderas, amazing.
Antonio Banderas.
Banderas.
I fucking came into character right there. So,
yeah, you did. You really took it south of the border.
Base. B-b-b-bers. What were you about to say?
I was just going to say it's a good movie
before
you interrupted with your
douchebaggeries. Nice. That was sick.
Mm-hmm.
We should start DJing.
I really like my sound bits. Like, if you could just, like, loop me.
Yeah, I got you. Douchebaggeries.
Douchebag.
Okay, I started Star Wars Clone Wars again.
Again, huh?
Yeah, because I, like, watched, like, the first, like, 10 episodes, kind of fell off. I really want to start watching the Thundercats show. The new one? Rebooted one?
There's so much to watch on Netflix.
I know. Thundercats isn't
even
on it.
Before that.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, but Clone Wars, it's actually really cool. It's fucking sick. Like, there's really good parts in it. There's really shitty parts in it,
I heard it's good content to build the universe.
Yeah, the droids in it are fucking fucks. But, I mean, like, that's only because, like, they were like that in, you know, the first three movies. Like, they're like, stop it, over there, roger, over there, no, stop, oh, you're going in. Like, it's that type of shit. I'm like,
hey, take it easy.
Who the fuck gave these things, like, bumbling personalities?
Yeah.
Like, what an efficient
silly sidekicks, yeah.
What efficient way to make droids are these? Like, and it's, like, those really, like, it's the mockery of Asians that, like, are the Trade Federation, you know, those two dudes?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hello, and, you know, like, that, you're like, wow, that's a fucking blatant racism. And they're like, we create bad droids. Yeah.
They really should have just been, like, the fucking
George Lucas literally just segregated our planet and made like his universe.
What are these Gungans gonna represent?
Jamaicans. Honestly, like, it's so
fucked up.
They
be jamming underwater.
Yeah, fucking
riding near the beach.
Yeah, Boss Nass.
Yeah.
Who's are you? Like, just making fun of fat people, making fun of fucking Jamaica. It's insane.
Oh yeah, everyone's talking to some sort of nasty slug or underwater sloth.
Or that
like,
giant
thing.
Chicken in fucking the shop when he before he goes to Camino. I'm so happy I remember that finally. And I ruined it with a mic hit. What else did you see? But Clone Wars, I recommend it. You should definitely check it out. If you're into Star Wars, it's a little kiddie, but it does provide good content, and it's actually really well written for the most part.
That's all I saw this week was Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, right
plus
on.
Plus the movies.
Okay, well, let me get into this real quick.
Okay. Get into what?
I saw Fantastic Four today.
Oh.
The new one.
Fantastic. Tell me about it.
And last week, I was optimistic as all shit.
I thought
it looked like Aliens fucked a comic book.
What?
It looked like Prometheus. Like, some of the shots in there looked like Prometheus. The scale, the darkness of it and shit like that. Like, what they were traveling interdimensionally and stuff. Like, it looked fucking sick. That cast, unbelievable. Everyone in it, like, Billy Elliot, he was Ben Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, you got
Michael
Reed Richards.
B. Yeah.
He was fucking Whiplash in Project X. And even in Project X, that dude killed. He was supposed to be in Chronicle, I found that out. But they didn't want to do two found footage movies at the same time with him in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan from Chronicle, right?
Yeah.
He was the friend. He's been in a bunch of shit, though. But yeah, he's really good. And the girl from House of Cards, Zoe from House of Cards. I can't remember the actress's name. Plays the Invisible Woman. I mean, like, the cast was perfect. Like, everything seemed like it was going all right. And then, like, in the middle of the movie, not even the middle, probably, like, actually, like, right when it kicked off, the kids that played him, I was like, these kids suck. I just can't get behind them. I don't know why. That sounds weird, but I don't mean that in that way.
You want to get behind them.
I want to be a part of the movie. I want to be able to invest in these characters.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, they're little kid actors, whatever. They're showing Ben and Reed growing up, you know, having that bond. And it made sense to what they were trying to do, but it felt like they were cutting out every fucking, like, 4 minutes of dialogue and just using the important parts to move the story along. So you don't have any, like, fucking...
So if you felt that way, then maybe there were cuts because you felt
that. It had to have been, dude, because it felt like bone. Like, they cut all the fat and then the meat, and then they just left the bone. So it just, it's so bare, and it's so, like, it's so minimal that it looked like someone was like, this is how you make a movie. This person has to have this kind of, like, character. They assign it, and they're like, and this is how they overcome it. Now, only show those scenes. Don't give it any meat. Like, I understand trimming the fat, but they fucking cut this motherfucker to the bone.
The length was there for detail.
No way. It's 100 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were at, like, 2 hour 10.
I thought it was going to be, like, 2:20. Like, fucking, like, most... I mean, I feel like most comic book movies now... Yeah, you're right. Most comic book movies now, I feel like, are around, like, the 2:20 mark, or, like, at least two hours.
Big ones like that half the show... A lineage.
And not like that,
reason.
They show... All right. They
for
showed,
something.
They showed the origin... To them being, why Ben and Reed are close.
Yeah.
Then they showed the origin of how they got the powers. Then they showed the origin of how they became a team. And it was so fucking, like, forced. The performances felt empty, like...
But you know that director is not happy right now.
Oh, yeah. Josh Trank is his name. He's the guy
that
did
Chronicle.
That
shows a lot. If that director...
Okay,
got
hold on.
Slaughtered in post.
Real quick, if you guys have time, listen to the past couple Fat Man on Batman. I think it was the last four. One of them is a utility belt, but the other three are Josh Trank interviews. There's supposed to be another one next week. Doubt it's going to happen.
Or it will be, and it'll be caustic and awesome.
Maybe. I really hope he does come on because,
he should.
Holy shit. He's getting his ass kicked right now. And I feel so bad because if you look at the fucking IMDb pages for these cats, 2017 says FF2. Like, there's, like, banking on this movie doing well. Now, one thing that I have to say is that I think the first thing, like, all right, he cast a shitty stone because he was like, I made a fantastic movie a year ago that you guys will probably never get to see. That's reality. Then deleted the tweet like a fucking 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Now, who do you think is wrong? He's like, I'm pointing fingers because my movie didn't work. It's not my fault.
But
when
there
I read
could
it,
be a creative.
I agree.
You know what I mean? If you gave someone a song and they were like, we tweaked it,
it
and
could
then
be.
Released it.
Yeah, yeah. No, and definitely. And I could be like, okay, we're right on. I mean,
well,
it was your
fuck
song.
Fuck you. That you song was
me.
Better.
But also, I read some shit that he was like not attentive on set, didn't have answers for questions that were being asked, hid. I heard that he was not like the best fucking person to be around.
That's
either.
Where you have to, it's all points of view.
Right,
it's
and they were also saying that the producers took over at the end to get the movie finished. Like he was just like completely like done with it.
I mean, he could have been beaten. You know what I mean?
But it's
like
weird that
like
he would
a
go
battered up, dude.
You listen to those fucking three episodes on Fat Man on Batman, and this dude sounds pumped on it.
Well, then I don't know.
It's weird.
It is weird. Maybe something like shitty was happening and we'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, and he was supposed to do the next Star Wars, either 2 or Rogue One, I can't remember, or not 2, but what would it be, 8?
Yeah.
Either he's doing 8 or Rogue One, which is the spinoff, and he got pushed out of that in May. There it is again.
I do hear the little turdy turd.
I wonder
that
if that's your
like
water.
Someone's like mini farting, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, move along. Just move along.
Is that your water?
No, not at all.
Are you sure? That's so weird.
No, I swear. My water doesn't have a sizzle to it. It's H2O.
I'm trying to feel if my tummy's being weird, but it's not.
I told you I got the hot bubble gut snake.
That can't be your...
It can't be.
I feel like it's something with the audio, so we'll just keep going. I'm really sorry that that's annoying.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, Fantastic Four. I would say see it in theaters if you want to. If you had like... is there maybe... Yeah, no, it's not me, not you. Okay,
cool.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's getting ready.
It's still got epic shit.
Getting ready to explode.
It's just my ears. I don't care.
Yeah, no, it is an epic. There's so many cool parts about it, too. That's what sucks. I was like, man, this looked like it could have been really sick.
Yeah.
And so maybe one day we'll get the fucking director's cut or some shit, but probably.
Yeah, or some sort of biography about what happened.
Yeah. Cool. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, I'll download it when it comes out and rewatch it again, see how it feels. But other than that, I mean, yeah, do what you want, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really have a fucking set like, hey, yeah, you should definitely go see it at Roth, because it didn't.
Okay.
All right. Tessa Tony, never any story, go.
Never any story. Da, da, da. I like singing Never Ending Story.
You love it.
Yeah. I think it's a band called Lamahill.
Lamahill?
Yeah, like Lamahl. Or something along those lines from the 80s. Yeah. And literally, like, that song is their fucking, like, swan song. The guy played it up until, like, 2010. Like,
well, I mean, do they have any other hits?
No.
That's probably why.
He's just hanging on to that, like, Smash Mouth hit. Just, like, Smash Mouth hung on to
that.
Did
you hear that Smash Mouth and Linkin Park mashup?
Man.
Have you heard it?
No.
I'll play it for you after. It's fucking rad. It's gonna melt your brain how cool it is. If you have the time, go to YouTube and search Smash Mouth Linkin Park, or like Smash Park or fucking Linkin Mouth or some shit.
Linkin Mouth, yeah. Or Link in Park, yeah, and it's or, just a video game character in a park.
Or In the End and that All Star. It's fucking, they take the vocals of All Star and put it over In the End, and it's fucked up how perfect it is.
It's probably the same format, like
It's only like 1 BPM off, so they probably slowed it or sped it up, one of the two, and it's fucking insane. People blow my mind every day that someone could hear that and be like, okay, cool. But it's funny because that song's all in major, and so he's singing in major in a minor key, so it has the melodic, I guess he's doing the melodic major over the song of the minor.
Yeah.
It sounds so sick.
Have you ever listened to the band Girl Talk?
Yeah.
Where they do the mashups?
Yeah.
Like, but he can do that. He works it live and like blends it in.
Wasn't one of our friends like friends with the Girl Talk? Nathan?
Nate was, yeah. He like went to a bunch of their concerts and chilled
with
them.
Yeah, and fucking Shane Tron does some of that type of stuff as well. He'll take like other songs, mash them all together. I think Bobby Baker does as well.
Yeah.
Right on. Go ahead.
Cool.
Never Ending Story.
Okay, so Never Ending Story, 1984.
Yeah.
It was a German film.
Mm.
It literally, the writer of the book, Michael Ende, declined to have his name put in the film opening credits because it deterred so much from the book and only covered about half of it.
What?
The whole film only depicts about half of the novel.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot after the childlike empress's castle is, you know, crushed. Like, there's a lot beyond
that. Is that number two? Or is number two a complete fucking,
no,
like,
number two
derail?
Is, I think, just like a total turd bucket that they built off of the success of the first one.
Not good.
Now, this is a story about Bastion, who reads a book, steals a book, reads the book, and gets himself, literally starts finding out that he is part of the story. The story is, his imagination is fueling it.
Right.
And that the lack of imagination, the death of imagination, is what the story is about.
Yeah, because
there is
no
kids losing their imagination, it's killing this fantasy land.
Yeah, and what's funny is that, like, now, I mean, like, kids play video games and see everything. They don't really have to imagine anything for themselves, which is a really cool aspect of reading.
And that's beauty. Yeah, you create, you like have to warp that world into your own head.
Yeah, you paint the picture of the characters that like look how they look. Like, I'm sure some of you haven't, well, yeah, I guess our logo is us, but like if you, we didn't have that, you would paint your own picture of how we
yeah,
look.
And I would rather you see my handsome profile pic of my natural Adonis visage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are words.
They are saying stuff.
Eat them up.
Eat them, people.
So what was your, how'd you feel?
What's wrong? Are you worried that I'm not going to like this movie? Because it's my childhood pretty much all wrapped up in one movie.
So you enjoyed it still?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was the tackiest. It was so tacky.
So can you take a step back from the nostalgia and actually judge it as a movie?
Let me think how to do that. I don't relate to Bastion in any good way. I think his acting's turd buckets.
He used to get beat up.
Huh?
You used to get beat up.
I didn't used to get beat up like habitually. I've been jumped once.
So you used to get beat up.
So I used to get beat up all the time a lot. Forever.
You lived in dumpsters.
Jesus. No, that kid, the part of the story that involves him watching it as an adult, I could just do without.
Yeah.
Him yelling at nothing.
Oh my God, so
bad. The candles rumbling and him going, it can't be true.
The windows opening and shit.
And being like, I will do it. It's just, it reminds me of Scotty when he's screaming.
That's so weird. I was just thinking, I was like, God, you sound like fucking Scott.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yes. What a handsome guy. I miss him. Atreyu's the shit.
Yeah.
That kid nearly died like 3 times on set.
Or did.
Yeah, there. The pits of sadness. He nearly drowned in the mud muck. He almost got his eye like stabbed out by something. He like hurt himself when he rolled off the rock.
And he never
turtle.
Worked again until Indian in the Cupboard.
It is funny though, because
I'm kidding, he wasn't in that.
He's an adult now and he does do like he does have a couple roles. He's one of the only actors that has an updated photo of him as an adult on IMDb.
Really?
Yeah. Like the Childlike Empress hasn't really done anything. And the thing about the Childlike Empress is that she's childlike.
Yeah.
Because she's pure of heart.
Yeah.
She's an adult.
I understand.
They used an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I got you.
So the writer was really like pissed about that. He's like, that's an adult. Fucking Atreyu is an adult. Bastion is the child feeding these adults adventure.
Noah Hathaway, yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't have an updated profile picture. But he was in Troll.
He doesn't have a profile? Oh, no, I Googled him.
Oh, okay, right on. But, you're right. He has done shit. Twisted Tales, Tom Holland's Twisted Tales, The Chair, Nightmare City. He's into some shit coming up. But, yeah, it seems like he's actually worked, like, pretty steady.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I was happy because I was like, he is cool. He was pretty cool in that movie.
Yeah.
Acted like a hunter.
Blue Dream he was in. That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Sushi Girl.
That's an awesome fucking movie.
I could go for some sushi.
Whatever.
Okay, go ahead. He's in Chips.
Shut up.
Fair enough.
I wrote that it looks all types of cheap, but that's what the budget entailed. Like, that's all they had. Falcor was an actual, like, built model.
Oh, yeah.
And
it still exists.
No, I'm saying, like, it wasn't pieces, it wasn't parts. It's one giant model they built.
Yeah.
And it still exists in Germany. And you can go and play on it and stuff.
That's sick.
Yep. But there's also really surprisingly good parts.
Ortex the horse dead?
Did the horse die in the making, are you asking?
No, I mean, like, is it dead now? Old age?
Oh, no, I didn't look up the horse's bio.
I'll check it out.
Sorry.
Good. Keep going.
Yeah, Google the horse.
Where are they now?
You idiot. Ortex. Where are they now? Ortex the horse.
He's doing blow.
What do you think Gamork the wolf is up to?
That's awesome.
Where was it at? What did I write here? The space scenes. A lot of the crushing of the asteroids and like the nothing coming in. Really cool underwater oils and water to make the effect a lot like Wizard of Oz. But yeah, it looked convincing. It looked pretty cool.
I agree.
For practical, you know what I mean? For 84, for cheap. Gamork is probably one of my favorite characters in the film, the wolf.
Gamork. Yeah, the yellow eyes, always in the darkness.
That
movie freaked me out, I'm not going to lie.
He scared the living shit out of me as a kid.
Even the nothing and stuff like that. And even him reading in the attic, I was like, what kind of brave, ballsy, steel kid can do this shit? Well,
I love how Gamork says, he has almost no purpose other than just wanting to ruin this world.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been helping the nothing as much as possible.
He's the darkness. I'm like,
holy crap.
He's just the evil that exists. He literally is
the herald that comes down.
Yeah, he's the, yeah. Okay, right on, yeah.
He instills the fear, yeah.
Yeah.
Before the destruction hits. It's awesome. I put that the writer didn't care for it. Steven Spielberg actually has the original Auron that Atreyu has in his office.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up?
Apparently, that was like, you know, a trivia thing.
Alan Oppenheimer was the narrator, Gmork, Falcor, and Rockbiter. Did all the voices.
I love that voiceover shit. Like, dudes that can do that.
That's sick.
That's incredible.
And I mean, each one of those characters are so unlike the other, and it's the same fucking person. That's so cool.
That blows my mind. Or like, when you find out Bart Simpson is a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with like Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky was a chick.
Away.
Tommy was a chick.
It blows me away.
Yeah.
Do you think I could do voice acting?
Probably not.
Okay. Moving on. Kill my dreams, Paul Wolf style.
Paul Wolf killed Tony's dreams. Wolf. But Paul killed Tony's dreams, Wolf. That's
yep. That's
how
you.
My name goes. Anything else?
One tier at a time. I enjoyed it because I think nostalgia almost like fed me while I was watching it, and I know that that's a test of Tony premise that did the nostalgia hold up as well as like the content. The content is unique for a story.
I'll give you that.
It's so unique. It's such a cool little premise. The practicals and the visuals, no, they fell short, obviously. The acting fell short, obviously.
What do you think it got on IMDb?
Like a between 6 and 7?
7.4.
Bam.
That's fucking...
I give it that. I give it 7.4.
Really?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I don't know. I guess, like, a nostalgia value. You know what...
I'm looking at story content.
You know what Fantastic Four got?
9.
4.1.
Ooh.
Yeah. A 9. They fucking wish.
You wish. It's gonna be down into decimals of one.
I honestly feel bad. I thought, dude, I wouldn't be surprised, but I honestly feel bad because I really wanted that movie
to be
fucking sick.
Who is raping it that hard? Because it can't be like,
dude, it's a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It tells a story.
Yeah, barely.
Wow.
It got it, dude. It made $2.7 million opening night. Ant-Man made 6.8 or some shit on opening Thursday night. I'm not talking about opening weekend. I think opening weekend, Ant-Man did like $50 million.
I'm pumped to go by myself like a loner wolf and watch American Ultra.
Yeah, I want to see that.
That movie looks fun.
Right on. You're not going to see Fantastic Four?
Most likely not. You've given me lots of reasons not to.
But
it looks cool. I get it.
Isn't that fucked up though? Because I was like, I read the reviews and I was like, I'm still going to go see that because fuck these people. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
But now you gave me a personal review and I take your opinions seriously.
Bob loved it. This is his favorite fucking superhero movie.
Bob loved it, but Bob is a unique creature of the world.
True. Different things.
He also said that X-Men The Last Stand was a close second.
No, maybe a first.
Oh, first, yeah, because he has that DVD and everything.
Yeah, he bought it full price.
And I think that's a big old hot turd bucket.
It's not. There's parts that are good.
There are cool parts that are visual. Yeah.
It's exactly how I felt about Fantastic Four. There's cool moments, even with characters. Like, not just like, ooh, CGI, he punched him real hard. Like, that shit rules too, don't get me wrong. You know how much I'm a junkie for CGI.
Oh, I know. I live
it
in
it. Fucked
it.
You up earlier today. I was like, I feel like it's getting saturated. That's why they're just starting to suck.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa.
They're not, like, taking the time to actually craft the story. Like, and I've mentioned to Bob, I was like, I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy and that movie just holds up so well. He's like, I fucking hated Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, are you fucking, what?
There are times I want to tickle Bob to death.
Honestly.
Because I won't ever hit him.
It's a good death. What a death. Alright, so it passed the test of Tony. You gave it a 7. Fucking obviously you recommended. Yep. I mean, it's a good movie. There's really cool parts and the nostalgia value alone will make it good enough to watch.
Yeah, it is what it is.
If you watch it now and never heard of it before, you might be like, what the fuck is this bullshit? But it kind of feels like an anime.
Yeah, if you could trick a small child into watching it, I think it would resonate with them.
You know
what
would be fucking cool? If they like took the original sound of the movie and then animated it and made it like, you know... Like,
yeah, that'd be fantastic like, with really modern animation.
Yeah, the ADR or like that fucking dude that you like so much.
Yeah, Miyazaki.
Yeah, I think
Miyazaki loves stories like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's right up his alley. That'd be so cool if they... I wonder why they don't do that with old movies. Just take the original performances, clean it up digitally, and then fucking just animate it.
Clean
for
up
kids.
All the audio.
Because think about it, you pay all you have to pay for is the rights for the movie, or a studio can just release it to a fucking animation company.
We could do that with Night of the Living Dead because it's
Public domain.
Public domain,
but
that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be cool. Let's become animators. Yeah, that's all.
Doop doop.
All right, done. Now we're drawing. Okay, let's get into the movie of the week and then we'll head out of here. Hurt Locker. Fucking loved it.
2008.
Yeah, I didn't get any fucking. Here, go ahead. I'm gonna get the budget.
I don't have the particulars, but I know it's
cool. Just vamp about it.
Yeah, 2008. It takes place during the Iraq War. And I want to say 2004 era.
I believe.
And Jeremy Renner, that was his swan song. Like that was the thing that showed the world. Yeah, that Jeremy Renner was on scene and he was not taking any fucking shit. He pulls out all the stops in that fucking performance, and he won. I'm glad he won the Academy that year for that performance because he shows an extremely fucking detailed portrait of a modern soldier.
I'm gonna stop you real quick.
Okay,
$27 million U.S. dollars for the budget of Neverending Story. What do you think it made domestically?
80?
It doesn't have the 80? Worldwide 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, dud. But it could have done really well overseas. I don't know. And I don't think they have those figures from back then. Now I'm going to look up Hurt Locker, but keep going about Jeremy Renner and how much you want to suck his dick.
Okay. So I just want to get down there, and I want to just say, hey, take a second and put those IEDs down.
What do you think the budget is for it?
For what? Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
40?
Way lower.
Oh, 10?
Yeah, 11.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I felt
in Jordan on scene, like on
that's impressive.
On the ground in Jordan. Yeah.
I really like. How'd you feel about the shaky camera? I was like, man, this feels like almost like found footagey with how fucking shaky the camera is and like almost gritty. And then like they do the gunshot and you see the like that still and that super slow motion like time lapse. I'm like, wow, that's gorgeous.
Well, it felt like a City of God.
Oh, those overtones, definitely. It's because that gold overtone.
There's that like establishing shot of the car when the car locks its brakes up when he's walking, and it shows the driver's face through a shattered rearview mirror. I was like, these shots are just fucking haunting. Like everything in that world is very meticulously shot to where it shows an obscurity to that character. So you're a little like, I don't know what he really looks like. Who is he? Why is he there? Very beautiful, subtle, like. Impressionistic fucking filming. Like, that's why that film blew people away, because there was stuff on the surface and there was subcontent that really fucking made you think and made you look at the scene in, like, detailed ways. Not just the content of, oh, he's going to disarm bombs again.
They definitely had a really cool story. Definitely, the characters, they made you want to know them and shit like that, which Fantastic Four didn't.
It did the opposite of Fantastic Four.
Yeah, fucking, all right, so...
Picture of the year.
The budget... Yeah. Well, all right, this is the same production budget was $15 million, according to Box Office Mojo. Okay. The other one I got from Google. And domestic, it's saying $17 million, and foreign was $32 million. Opening weekend, $145,000.
It's one of those films that's...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is what it is.
They probably just didn't have a campaign at all because, I mean, it was shot for so little. They probably... Because, I mean, like, $11
million... They probably didn't have the promotion budget.
Or $15 million. That is the budget.
Yeah.
So it made $49 million worldwide, though. So that's fucking sick. That was a triumph.
Good.
For sure.
And, yeah, I mean, there's times when I get sad because promotion can fuel a film that's great. And like Arrested Development, their promotional teams took a shit on them on the third season.
Yeah.
So the viewership was down, but they were winning multiple Emmys every fucking season.
Right, yeah.
But that just happens. Like Hurt Locker may have not made that much money. Like it's not way over their budget that they made.
Dude, you know what's fucked up? Fucking, I mean, all I'm seeing right now on IMDb, the background's Fantastic Four. The fucking like little thing in the corner, you search button, it comes up Fantastic Four. Get tickets here. Like Fox is like fucking anything.
Well, they're puking it out.
Whew.
You need to stop thinking about that four.
I know. It's everywhere.
Tell me about the Hurt Locker.
All right. I really dug how it was shot. Jeremy Renner was a fucking badass. His character in general was sweet. Did not like the ending of it at all.
What? The choice?
Him talking to his kid and what he said to his kid and then going... I was like, fuck that. Like, that's such a fucking... like.
Well, that's the punch. That's like the... That's the reality punch. There's a lot of guys that felt that way. Guys and girls that were like... I guess, what I feel.
Looking back on it now, that is kind of a cool take on it. At first, I was like angry. So I guess it wasn't really good.
You don't see that usually.
It was actually, all right, I take that back completely because they gave probably a really realistic ending because like he's like, this is all I know how to do. I don't know how to like love my kid or love my wife anymore.
I feel alien here. Yeah. I feel at home there.
Yeah.
Because I'm special there. It's dangerous. It's a drive. I mean, it shows all these intense emotions, like the PTSD of wanting to just keep going back.
Right.
And like the fear of not being there.
Yeah.
It becoming more real than your home back
because
in the burbs.
Reality is that, I mean, like it shows him in that cereal aisle and he just like looks down and the camera pans.
Yeah.
And then it pans back to his face and he swings his head the other way. Then the camera pans again. I was like, that's a sick shot. But he's just like, fucking look at this
like,
bullshit.
What the fuck is that? Like, these
some
people
little kid
know
with
nothing.
So many DVDs just got his fucking face blown off. Like, yeah, it's a fucking incredibly powerful movie. It's super attention grabbing. It won't leave you, like, fucking bored at all, like The Constant Gardener. I honestly wasn't
constant enough.
I would give that movie, like, a high 8 or 9.
Yeah, I give it, like, a 8.5, 8.7.
Yeah, it was good. It was very, very good.
Very, very much enjoyed
I'm trying
that
to think
film.
If there's anything else that I wanted to like speak about. I mean, like the showing the bombs and stuff, that was super interesting. Like just his the character development in the movie was just really well done.
And he comes in like a fucking like bat out of hell because the way he acts, like the way he doesn't want to put other people in danger. He just doesn't mind putting himself right in it.
Exactly.
No fear. No detachment. Like I need to get home. Let's be safe.
Blaster, I can't see you. I can't see you. Blaster, where are you?
Yeah. When he's like, specialist, get up on that ledge. Tell me what you see.
God, that shit was so cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
He throws his own gas down so he masks his movements.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah, fucking super good movie. And it's on Netflix, so check it out.
Honestly, if I was in that fucking, like, shit down, torn down street alleyway, and there was a potential, someone said, oh, there might be a bomb at the end of the road. I would not walk in broad daylight in that big-ass bomb suit and go, everyone looking at me through the windows, don't be a dick. I'd throw a fucking smoke bomb. Or
please
I'd be
don't
like,
shoot me.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, I don't want them to know when I'm next to it.
Right.
You know, why would you? Like, it's smart to throw smoke and then run in and check it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's cool.
All right, so Tessa Tony, are you cool with doing Friday the 13th remake?
Yeah, that's great.
All right, sweet. And what did the movie of the week?
Now... Okay. Movie? No. I'm saying
The Constant Gardener 2.
Are you cool? Like, are you in the mood for some more action, or do you want something different?
What else you got? Well, what
I
do you
mean,
got in general?
Lone Survivor is another fucking masterpiece that I think would be great for an end of. I mean, a movie of the week. Sorry.
Yeah, you fuck up.
I'm Freudian farting all over my words.
What's it about?
It's literally about four special ops.
What's it called?
Lone Survivor.
God, I'm fucking...
Or, sorry, six. I mean, it may be a six-man team. It's a SEAL team that goes in and
Mark
literally...
Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, it is one of the roughest watches.
All right, right on. Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, it's as intense as...
Start picking more shit that isn't, like, fucking, like, political or, like, army stuff. Let's get away from... Because we're doing a lot of that.
Well,
let's
then,
do
then I got Boogie Nights,
we'll
if
do,
you want to watch that.
I've never seen that. Yeah, I'm down for that as well. You got a lot of Mark Wahlberg on your list, eh?
That was literally
two.
One and one.
That was two in a row.
Okay, we can watch Primer, Ninth Gate, Capote, Man
Primer's
on Fire,
the,
Savages, A Scanner Darkly. There's a lot, bitch.
Primer's the time travel one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I started watching that. I couldn't get through it. It was really slow.
Oh, my God, you're the worst.
No, but I mean, like, I was, like, watching it late at night. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You do fall asleep every time.
Oh, my God, I fucking dad that shit like crazy.
Yeah, sleepy, sleep, sleep.
All right, so...
Make it sound like that's all I got for you, bitch. I got
Boogie
Ronin.
Nights.
Bringing out the dead. Oh, Boogie Nights, huh?
Boogie
Too much Mark Wahlberg for
Nights.
You?
So, Friday the 13th, Boogie Nights will hit you with a new genre 5. Sorry about the technical difficulties. And it's not making that fucking sound anymore, man.
Because I fixed it because I'm the best.
No, you didn't. You literally plugged it back in and
I'm
then it sounded.
Wasted.
No, you're not. It sounded like shit again and then it just went away.
Because
on its own.
I said, shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
I probably would have heard that. Okay, well, and until next time, Google Burn. Fuck you. Go
Burn
Books!
Boom!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.